The path of most resistance. At its fundamentally flawed core, the aim of almost any learning program is to help us become who we are not. If you don't have natural talent with numbers, you're still forced to spend time in that area to attain a degree. If you're not very empathic, you get sent to a course designed to infuse empathy into your personality. From the cradle to the cubicle, we devote more time to our shortcomings than to our strengths. This is quite apparent in the way we create icons out of the people who struggle to overcome a lack of natural talent. The inspirational nature of these stories actually mask a significant problem. Overcoming deficits is an essential part of the fabric of our culture. Our books, movies, and folklore are filled with stories of the underdog who beats one in a million odds. And this leads us to celebrate those who triumph over their natural ability even more than we recognize those who capitalize on their innate talents. As a result, millions of people see these heroes as being the epitome of the American dream and set their sights on conquering major challenges. Unfortunately, this is taking the path of most resistance. A misguided maxim? You can be anything you want to be if you just try hard enough. Like most people, I embraced this maxim at a young age. Embracing the "you can be anything you want to be" maxim isn't something we outgrow. Similar scenarios play out in the workplace every day. A star salesperson thinks she can be a great sales manager with enough effort. She interviews other managers to gain insight, reads every book on management she can find, and stays late every night trying to get the job done, at the expense of her family and even her health. Then, a few years into the job, she realizes that she doesn't have the natural talent to develop other people. Not only is this a waste of her time, but chances are, she could have increased her contribution even more if she had stayed in the sales role, a role in which she naturally excelled. Yet, if we want additional income, status, or responsibility, most organizational hierarchies force us into a very different role. Instead of allowing for an entire career of progression within a specific role that fits our talents. What's even more disheartening is the way our fixation on deficits affects young people in the home and classroom. In every culture we have studied, the overwhelming majority of parents think that a student's lowest grades deserve the most time and attention. Parents and teachers reward excellence with apathy instead of investing more time in the areas where a child has the most potential for greatness. The reality is that a person who has always struggled with numbers is unlikely to be a great accountant or statistician, and the person without much natural empathy will never be able to comfort an agitated customer in the warm and sincere way that the great empathizers can. Even the legendary Michael Jordan, who embodied the power of raw talent on a basketball court, could not become, well, the Michael Jordan of golf or baseball, no matter how hard he tried. This might sound like a heretical point of view, especially for those of us who grew up believing the essential American myth that we could become anything we wanted. Yet it's clear from Gallup's research that each person has greater potential for success in specific areas. And the key to human development is building on who you already are. So a revision to the "you can be anything you want to be" maxim might be more accurate. You cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a lot more of who you already are.